Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Faith and Fandom Feedback Friday. As we're looking at some news in the world of pop culture, faith, geek, and all the other things. I am here to share with you this stuff. Not that you need me to, but hey, that's why I'm here. So as long as you're here, I'm here. And we're gonna do that. Jumping right in, want to say good morning. Welcome to Friday, March 22nd. And popping in up first on our news for the week is they have officially announced the return date for Doctor Who. Doctor Who is going to be back and streaming on Disney Plus and also the BBC iPlayer, which just doesn't sound fun for my England friends. But Doctor Who is going to be streaming on Disney Plus starting on May 11th in the UK, which is also May 10th in America. So, when it actually streams. So, May 10th is also a big day because it's the day that Judah and the Lion's next album drops, which is also cool. Looking forward to both those things on that day. It's also 2 days before my birthday. So, yay. But Doctor Who is back for the rest of the season starting on May 10th. In a recent interview, Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons used his post-game interview to share the gospel. So that's kind of interesting. You know, it's not the first time that a sports person, athlete, will use their platform to share about Jesus, but he did. So he went on to say things like the kingdom of heaven is near and that Jesus is coming back, stuff like that. So Detroit Pistons, Jaden Ivey, if you're a sports fan, you may want to check that out. Just neat to see people use their time and platform to do that in that capacity. But yeah, we're also in the middle of March Madness, which means something to probably a lot of people, but all it means for me is that all the graphics and stuff I've been designing for the college lately have been football themed or basketball themed. So that's about it. It's where I'm at. In news, DC has officially announced that moving forward with James Gunn's world of DC, that we are going to get a live action Teen Titans movie. Now, I will say this. I felt like Titans, the DC Universe show slash Max show, was not a bad representation. It was not perfect, it was not flawless, but I would say it was definitely a step forward in the right direction, the for DC live entertainment. It did get bogged down in things like poorly written romances and bad guys and stuff like that. But then again, I think that's what teenage life is like sometimes. But that what that really means is that we're going to be looking at casting for people who are going to be Robin and Jason Todd and Nightwing and all Raven and Beast Boy. That stuff's going to happen, that we're going to see those people in live action in the DC universe. Which means the Batman that we're probably going to get is going to have, you know, a solid connection to those folks. If you weren't aware, the Batman Brave and the Bold was going to be a Batman Damian story. So Titans are coming to the DC Universe. Discussed it last week, but if you weren't aware, Billie Eilish like won the trifecta, triple whatever, of getting a Emmy, a Grammy, and an Oscar for the same song. Now, while that may be, hey, Tristan, good evening. While that might be, you know, getting two Oscars, two Grammys, and two Emmys for the same songs repetitively, might be a big award for people. She may have got her greatest acknowledgement and accomplishment because after winning her Oscar for her song for the Barbie movie, Flava Flav decided to gift Billie Eilish a clock necklace for her win. He made her a he got her a diamond encrusted clock necklace that had over 300 pink Swarovski crystals with Billie's name in the center. So who cares if she won a couple Oscars? She got a Flavor Flav clock necklace, and that says Billie Eilish in the middle. So I think we know who the real winner here is in all of this. But she was very excited about the accomplishment and receiving that. If you've been watching TV lately or you've missed out, Shogun on FX slash Hulu is receiving rave reviews and is really good storytelling. Hiroyuki Sanada, who is the dude you've seen in Mortal Kombat, Bullet Train, and a lot of other movies lately, he's usually playing a samurai of some sort, says that he did all of his own stunts, fighting, and horseback riding while making Shogun. So, and I feel like that kind of stuff translates well when it comes to the performance. So that's pretty cool in itself, but and adds to the authenticity of the performance. This week, we also got the first full trailer of Acolyte, the new Star Wars series that is going to take place during the High Republic times and be the rise of the Sith, like before we get to episode one or any of that stuff. So, if you're a Star Wars fan, this looks pretty darn solid. We're also going to get a video representation, a video canonization of characters we've only seen in print. So, if you've not taken the 2 minutes to watch the Star Wars Acolyte trailer, I highly recommend doing it. It's right up there. Community. Yeah, it looks pretty solid, Derek Benson. People get really mad saying, oh, Disney ruined Star Wars. Y'all, do you not realize that outside of two, let's say six, outside of like 14 hours of content, all Star Wars is Disney. And they've done good things with it. Outside of the originals and the prequels, all Star Wars has been Disney. And that includes all the TV. Let's pause for a moment and realize they don't ruin anything. We just were really fond of how the originals were, and Disney's made solid stuff when it comes to Mandalorian and Clone Wars and Rebels and Bad Batch and stuff like that. We should take a moment and be like, y'all are doing a good job. Don't be mad. Community is officially leaving Netflix at the end of month, at the end of the month of March. But Community is leaving Netflix because it's going to Peacock. So if you're stressed out about that and you really want to see Troy and Abed do something for the first five seasons, or you want to do a run-up for the movie, this is your chance. And more than likely, this is why it's moving this way, is because they are planning to film the Community movie this year. And so, in that capacity, they're going to give people a chance to be on Peacock to watch the series before the movie comes out, and they want to be the place that's streaming it. So, Community will begin streaming on Peacock on April 1st. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, just to say, because I don't want to spend a lot of my time talking about this. But Kanye West obviously has been a controversial figure over ever, basically. And a few years back, he released a Christian album. If for those listening on the podcast, those were some air quotes. He released a Christian album, and then he released Donda, and then he's since then he has been kind of off the rails in many, many directions. And so he did an interview, and Relevant Magazine did a report on it. If you want to what read back on what that actually says in full capacity. He did an interview recently where he was asked about where his faith stands now. And the short version, and again, this is the short version, you can go back and read his full commentary. The short version was Jesus didn't do enough for him. I believe he is searching, Derek Benson. But he said that he tried faith, he tried trusting Jesus, and it didn't pay the bills the way it was supposed to. It didn't advance his career the way it was supposed to. And the short version of his answer sounds like, it didn't do enough for me. Now, as Derek Benson says, I do believe that's that response of someone who is searching, but he is embittered, is the vibe I get based on how his response has been, and that Jesus wasn't doing enough. So he says he has to take it in his own hands. So Do with that what you will. If you are a wrestling fan, you're aware that Cody Rhodes will be facing Roman Reigns on April 6th, 2024 for WrestleMania. This is really cool because this is going to be the almost 40th anniversary of Cody's Rhodes' father, Dusty, facing Sika Sikoa back in 1980. So their family relations fought 40 years ago and they're fighting again on the same date. That's kind of cool. I just like the symmetry of how life is sometimes. Other notes, Popeye is getting a live action movie. You do with that what you want. I don't know why. I think the Robin Williams movie with Shelley Duvall is like pretty timeless. I also don't know that we need another one or that people are that invested, but Popeye is getting a live action movie. So if you want to check in on that and see what's going on with that, you should do that. In the nerd world slash hype community over video games and superheroes, Marvel announced their next big video game project. It is called 1943, Rise of Hydra. And it is a game that centers on Black Panther and Captain America, but I believe it's T'Chaka, Black Panther's father, or it could be grandfather. I didn't catch the full details, but what I did catch is that the dude who's playing Black Panther in the game for all the cutscenes and everything is the guy who plays Ezekiel in The Walking Dead slash Cyborg on Teen Titans Go. So that's going to be pretty interesting, but it is a Captain America slash Black Panther story that takes place at the height of the Nazi regime and Rise of Hydra. So they're going to be doing that. That's coming from Skydance. So that's just kind of pretty cool. The gameplay looked good. But again, trailers aren't always the authenticity of a game. In other news, Mr. Beast, if you're aware of him and his YouTube endeavors throughout the world, he's one of the biggest YouTube people of all time, but he's also very charitable. Mr. Beast is going to be hosting a reality game show, producing, hosting all the things on Amazon. And but the deal is, the prize for the series for the show is $5 million. So it's going to be a reality show with a $5 million payout. And it will be from what is understood to be the largest single payout of a game show of all time. There you go. So if you're wanting to get on a Squid Games style Mr. Beast Games show on Amazon with a $5 million payout, you should keep your eyes peeled for that. Dr. Dre recently announced on Jimmy Kimmel in an interview that Eminem is releasing a new album in 2024 that he's on. And so that is coming. Eminem is dropping a new album. Dr. Dre is going to be on it. And Dr. Dre is apparently pretty impressed with it. 21 Pilots has announced that, they're doing something new with their next album, where Tyler, who is, the vocalist writer for a lot of this, is not a fan of visualizers or lyric videos. So they are filming a music video for all the songs on their new album, Clancy, which drops May 17th. They're filming a music video for all the songs. I believe there are 14. And next week, there will be a new video and single dropping called Next Semester. And there's a teaser trailer for the music video out now. The next song single that's going to be dropped is going to be called Next Semester. If you've been watching the world of trailers and things on the internet, we've officially got our first pictures and video trailer for Beetlejuice 2, where we see three generations of Dietzes return to the home that they once left. And we see Beetlejuice rise again, where he's continued to haunt the house. And I'll say, he looks creepy. Like, I don't know if the cameras are just more high def now, but like a close-up shot of him in the Beetlejuice makeup looks pretty creepy. But the trailer does look fun. And Willem Dafoe says it's a great script. I don't know what that adds to the authenticity of it, but Willem Dafoe says it's great. But that is happening. Beetlejuice 2 drops, I want to say in October. Jonathan Rumi, the actor who plays Jesus on The Chosen, is going to be the commencement speaker for a college this spring. Let's see, it is the Catholic University of America. He is going to be the commencement speaker for there. So, you know, imagine Jesus giving your college commencement speech. So that's fun. And March, this past week, March 20th, a comic book came out, Web of Spider-Man number one, which brought the comic book first appearance of Key, I'm gonna say his name wrong, but Key, the dude from Everything Everywhere All at Once slash Goonies slash Indiana Jones. I'm gonna say his name wrong, and I didn't write it down, but you know who I'm talking about. Who just won his Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor? Yeah, Best Supporting Actor. He is making his first comic book appearance as Obi or Boros in Web of Spider-Man number one. You also get an appearance of Mobius. You know, Jet Ski Fan is going to also be in Web of Spider-Man number one along with the TVA. Sandland, which is a new RPG which is launching on April 26, is an original story from Akira Toriyama. So, to my understanding, this will be the first original story of Akira Toriyama since his passing. But this is going to be an RPG, and if you're like saying, why does that matter? Akira Toriyama also brought us Chrono Trigger, which to me is the single best 16-bit RPG game of all time, with Sea of Stars seeing it closely in the distance. But there's a trailer for Sandland if you want to check it out and see what the game looks like. But that is coming in April. Coming next week, March 27th, there is a new short for Into the Spider-Verse slash Across the Spider-Verse. It's going to be called The Spider Within, A Spider-Verse Journey. And it's going to be follow Miles for a little bit. So there is a new little bit of Spider-Verse content coming out March 27th, YouTube, The Spider Within. And oh, by the way, Beetlejuice drops in theaters September 6th is when that comes. Good morning, Kelly. I hope you're doing good, dude. But Beetlejuice drops in trailers or in theaters September 6th. Baldur's Gate 3, developer Larian Studios is saying goodbye to the series. They had plans for DLCs and expansions, and they said no and just quit. Cool. I'm glad you watched the trailer, Steven. They had plans to expand, but now they're officially saying they won't make any expansions, DLCs, or Baldur's Gate 4. So Larian says, we've done enough. Peace out. I don't, you know, I know people are a big fan of the game. I'm just w treading into it lowly, getting into it. Stop. I don't have a lot of time to play. I'm playing like 1 hour every 2 weeks. Cillian Murphy is fresh off his Oscar win for Oppenheimer, but says that they are returning to shoot the Peaky Blinders movie in September. That he is definitely returning. And according to Collider, he will be shooting the Peaky Blinders movie in September, getting ready for potentially a 2025 release for the film. Yep, covered that. And one neat thing is just kind of wrapping up. Alan Ritchson, who plays Reacher and hosts his own Christian YouTube channel and stuff like that, has been extremely vocal with his faith as his rise to stardom has gained and risen up, and which has been nice because a lot of times it goes the other way. But Alan Ritchson recently took his faith and conversation about his faith to one of the probably most difficult places in the world to have a conversation about faith with, and that is on a podcast with Bill Maher. If you're familiar, Bill Maher is one of the most vocal and adamant opposers of faith, religious culture, Christianity and all the things in the world. Put out a movie in 2008 called Religulous, and pretty much will go toe to toe for anybody that even wants to be positive about Jesus. Alan Ritchson recently took to a podcast with him where he very lovingly, precisely, and creatively shared his Jesus experience and why he thinks Christianity is powerful and the way that Jesus loved is revolutionary. There's a lot to hear what they say, and they go back and forth. But at the end of the conversation, somewhere in there, Bill Maher said, "It'd make for a really good episode if you brought me to Jesus by the end of this show." So I feel like, that's the kind of conversation, that's some solid apologetics work in that capacity. And I'll be honest, that's the kind of thing of going in that realm would intimidate me greatly. And apparently he just went in there with his big burly biceps and punched it in the face with love. So there you go. That's basically all the news I've got for this week. Don't have a ton to throw out at you. Just want to make sure I shared what I had. Got to go be an adult and do adulty things. Real quick, just want to let you know, if you purchased copies of Flockward, those are shipping out. They're literally sitting in a pile right over there and will be dropped off at the post office as soon as my car is out of the shop today. So Flockward copies are shipping. I just finished my first run of cons. We did Charleston, South Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky, and Richmond, Virginia, almost back to back. I am taking about 2 months off, not completely, but off, because I'm DJing. It's wedding and prom season, so I'm gonna be on that, and then I'll be returning to shows probably in April or May. And yeah, Alan Tristan says Alan hand laying on hands in the name of Jesus. Pot cons are coming up, and look forward to preparing it. The next big show I'm gonna be at is Heroes Con in June. Before we go, just want to take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters. Colin Sproles, Jamie Montgomery, Matthew Coleman, Matthew Herman, or Jonathan Herman, Ron Petit, Tesh Norton, Scott Ward, Alicia Glenn, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, who I just saw this past week at Richmond, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, Zach Karras, who I'm possibly going to do a superhero camp in North Dakota with. Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Poirier, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. Thank you all for your amazing support. I did it. Yeah, I said your name right. I preemptively said before I read this list, I'm saying Alicia's name right. But yeah, that's it for the week. Make sure you take some time to take care of yourself physically, spiritually, emotionally. Read the Bible, read some comics, watch something fun on the internet, and probably take a nap and drink some water. Who knows? Those are good things you should do. And thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope you have a great Friday morning and that God blesses you in big ways. Yeah, go watch Alan and Bill now, Tristan. Like, I figured you were one of the people that I figured would jump right on that. So that's cool. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great Friday.